This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I wanted you, because I came up with like a list of like guys that are going to be available free agency and draft based on like it's seemingly Rodgers gone, or at least for now. I mean, it could change today. But Justin Fields, Jameis Winston, Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward, and Jacoby Brissett. What would be the order you would put those in?
Because
those
that's a very good. I'm going to write them down. We got Sanders. I heard you say Brissett.
Yep.
We got Fields. Who are the other two? Fields,
Jameis Winston, and
Winston and Cam Ward. All right. I'd be interested in Jameis Winston. Okay. Be interested in Jameis. I want no part of the Sanders circus. I just don't. I don't want it. So no thanks to him. I mean, Jacoby Brissett. No. There's no way I'm sitting through that shit next year. Jacoby Brissett. I understand that a bridge, you know, stopgap. Okay, I got it. But that's why I said, give me Daniel Jones. You know, I said that on the pod. I said that on the fan. Like, all right. I know he's not going to sign with the Jets here, but wherever he goes this year, and if he doesn't re-sign there, like, I have laid out, I'm not going to do it again, but I've laid out what I think is a fairly sensible plan given the situation. You know, you didn't take him sixth overall. You didn't give him a second contract. You don't view him as the future of the franchise. So it's more justifiable to bring him in. By the way, Daniel Jones is 27, who with 70 games starting experience, okay, and a road playoff win, and he's fast, and he's an athlete, and he's diligent, and he's respected. At least, you know, he's one of those, he's quiet, he's a little bit too vanilla for me. I wish he had a little more juice, a little more fire, but I would be like, if they signed him and then drafted like Cam Ward, who I do like better than Sanders. So just to keep this going on the list here, Sanders, no. Ward, yeah, I want to see a little bit more of the evaluation, but right now I'm amenable to it. Brissett, yeah. Not a chance. Winston, yeah.
And then I think Justin Fields was the other one.
Oh, Justin. Yeah. I think it depends on what kind of coach we have. Yeah. Stylistically, what are we doing? You know, Jameis is a drop back passer, can't run. You know, Brissett's, I mean, I don't even need to waste my time. I mean, no disrespect, but no, I just can't do that.
I was trying to come up with like at least three or four or five, and I was like, yeah, I guess I'll throw him, because it was either him or Milroe to throw in there. And I'm like, they both would be rough options.
But yeah. Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So I would never do this because I'm just not wired this way. It's against everything I stand for. I couldn't live with myself, right? But you're a lot younger than me. So the, you know, maybe the ability, and I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Could you ever just walk away from this team? You?
I don't think so, because it's one of those things where it's when you're young, you know, your parent, like my dad's been a diehard Mets and Jets fan. So I'm like the same, I guess, as Evan Roberts, right? Mets and Jets fan for my entire life. So it's just brutal both ways, you know, but yeah, it's just a weird, it's like, I couldn't really go anywhere else. Like you were saying in that pod we had, I forget what episode it was, where you're like, I might leave if they hire Ulbrich, but I wouldn't go anywhere. That would be the same thing for me. Like,
yeah.
Watching the screen, but I'd be like, I'm not expecting anything. So if they get a win, maybe I'll post it on my Instagram story or something. But
I know.
I'm not going to do anything else about it. You know?
No, I don't understand how some people do walk away. And, you know, I don't hold it against anybody because it's such a deep financial commitment, and the reward is really without justification. It's just, they don't do anything for us. Like, I remember saying last year, the amount of energy and money that Jet fans put out compared to what they actually give us back is the greatest disparity in all the sports. Think about that. We are the most, I know there's a lot of great fans out there, but we are as passionate as anybody. We are as dialed in as anybody. And we are unrelenting in our hope and our beliefs and our passion, our energy. And they just give us nothing. Now it's like, It's not even interesting. That's the hardest thing about this year. It's just not even remotely interesting.
Yeah.
No. God.
And then there was a couple questions regarding like,
yeah.
You've already kind of went over this one, but I thought this was like an interesting way to frame it. I feel like a lot of people have been doing like kind of like grab a bunch of old coaches and throw them in an administration and put them in different spots. So This person, NYC Jet fan for life, said, how about Mangini as GM and Rex as head coach? Because obviously, like you've said, Rex was using Mangini's team. So
I mean, it's not going to happen. It probably wouldn't work even if they wanted it to, because you know, you're going to have this distortion of power. You know, Rex is going to come in, if he did, guns ablaze in my show. And, you know, I mean, Mangini's, he was here too. He was the coach for a couple of years. He would want to stake, you know, plant his flag. That would be a disaster. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then Paul L., which was an interesting one. I've seen it floated online. I've seen, like, bits of, like, it. So he kind of put it together. But you raid the Vikings, you get Grigson, former Colts GM.
Current. He sucks. No interest.
Yeah.
No, so Ryan Grigson?
Yeah.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah. I know.
No, thank you.
Terrible with the Colts. Oh. And then it would be Brian Flores, head coach, Josh McCown, offensive coordinator. But I feel like.
Sometimes we're going to just throw McCown out there. And Josh McDaniels. They just keep throwing the same names out there. Flores is a little interesting to me.
Yeah.
He didn't make my top three. But, you know, like, listen, I want Vrabel. Yeah. I'd be okay with Rex. Pardon me, with Gruden. Yeah. And, like, I wouldn't go nuts happy if it's Gruden, but I'd certainly be happier than if it was Rex. And that third one's kind of a floater. Like, you know, hot court. Aaron Glenn, I put on my list the other day.
Yeah.
Flores would be maybe four, just missing the cut. I mean, that's the thing. Like, there's interesting names out there. And the crazy thing about this whole process is – and it really applies to quarterbacks who get drafted to the wrong situation. We can sit here and say, the Jets hired the wrong coach. The Jets drafted the wrong quarterback. Do we even really know that? We really don't. Because Look at Darnold thriving. I know he's had a couple games recently with some picks, but you know, look what he's done. He's 9-2. You know, you look at Ryan Tannehill after he left the Miami Dolphins when they were a mess, and he won 11 games a couple of times, beat Tom Brady, you know, went to an AFC championship game, made the playoffs three times. There are Rich Gannon, I've said that a few times, just bounced around forever. He became the MVP at the age of 37 after playing for the Vikings and the Chiefs and like two other teams mixed in there. So there's no roadmap, but it always looks like they hire the wrong person or they draft the wrong guy because the infrastructure is horrendous. That's the core of the problem. That's it. I mean, we could go through that labyrinth. You ever see those wooden games? You know what a labyrinth is, right? Like a medieval game.
Yeah.
You know, okay. For those of you who don't, it's like a wooden maze, right? With a ball, and you got to tilt it, and you got to kind of twist and turn it to try to get it through the maze and eventually out the hole, and you win. I guess that was like their Rubik's cube in 7,000 years ago, whatever the hell they were doing it, right? And it's just, we can go through that and jump through hoops and play the game. And I know we'll do it again, whomever they hire, both hires. I'll look to illuminate positives. I truly will. Unless it's Rex, I would have an issue with that. Or it's just a horrendous hire, which even Gase, I gave him a chance because offensive mind, you know, I'm like, maybe we could justify that with a young quarterback. I try to skew optimistically here, but at the end of the day, you know, the maze, it just, we keep hitting that wooden wall of the labyrinth, and that wooden wall is Woody, literally Woody. There you go. Wooden wall, Woody. Woody, the metal ball stopper. Just, you know, when there's a little progress, he can't keep his hands off of it. When it gets a little messy, he makes it even worse. He just compounds the problem. So there are deep, deep issues. There is no easy solution. But yet here we are sifting through the rubble. Yeah, listen, and that's where we're at, bud. That's where we're at.